You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Liam from Broadcast Radio. I'm here talking about Myriad 5 and the AEQ Capital IP.
Could you maybe just talk me through the buttons? And
yeah, sure. So we've got a combination here of, we've got an AEQ digital mixer combined with a brand new Myriad 5 playout system. So the two systems are linked together via IP, so there's no physical connection, it's just all networking. So it's very easy to use this type of system, because if you want to, from an installation standpoint, you don't need a lot of cabling, it's not complex to set up and maintain. And if you need to expand it later, if you want to put another studio in or put in some extra microphones on a table, you know, in a different room, that can all be done very easily and cost effectively over IP. The other thing is, because it uses a protocol called Dante, which is a kind of open, it's not a manufacturer specific process. So there are many different manufacturers that make Dante enabled equipment. So if you want a Dante speakers or Dante CD players, all of them can be just plugged into the network and will come up on the mixing desk here. And it's as simple as saying, I'm going to change this one. So I click on select. Say, I want to change what's on that fader, scroll down, say I want the CD player to be on that fader, and now the CD is on that fader.
Yeah.
So you can change the way that the mixing desk is configured. And the same thing is true of the software. This is a kind of the most common Myriad layout here. So we've got the library on the left-hand side, the log on the right-hand side. New feature though is...
Yeah, what is this called?
This is called the Smart Info Panel. Right. So the idea behind the Smart Info Panel is that you can literally click on items in Myriad, whether that's on the log or on the media wall, and it will go off and it will find information on those, live information. So here we can see I've clicked on Maroon 5 and we've got Wikipedia's summary information about Maroon 5 and also their official Twitter feed here. So as a presenter, I may not know anything about Maroon 5, but I can now say that they're an American rock band from Los Angeles. And I could go into a bit more detail by clicking on Wikipedia and get the full intro. So I might have their discography and things like that as well. Similarly, by looking at their Twitter feed, it means that if they're just announced tour dates,
yeah,
or what their cat's name is or whatever it is they put on Twitter, I know that. And that allows me to connect with my listeners. So the idea behind this is to give the presenters the tools to sound like they're experts on everything they're playing, even though they may have never heard of that song or artist before.
So it's almost like the software is developing with times, you know,
yeah, that's right, exactly.
Social media in there.
Absolutely.
Well.
So we've got two social media elements. We're obviously reading the information about the songs and artists we're playing, and we can also post social directly from the system as well, so it can actually do tweets and Facebook posts directly from the log as well. So it could be that while we're playing One Direction, we may tweet out something saying, we're playing One Direction, they're on the show next week, make sure you tune in. So you can tie it, you know, close the loop there, and yeah, again, enforce that connection to your listeners.
So would you recommend Myriad for someone starting out in student radio then? Like, what are like the advantages of using it over other software?
Obviously I would, because that's my job.
Yeah.
But actually, one of the things that we've worked really hard on in Myriad 5 is making all the workflows and everything very, very simple, because Myriad is used in all tiers of radio. We've installed Myriad into over 500 primary schools. So we have 5-year-olds using Myriad, and at the other end of the spectrum, TalkSport uses Myriad. So it has to be very flexible, very intuitive, because we have this wide range of things. So one of the things we've introduced is a thing called the dynamic layouts. And the idea of dynamic layouts is you can decide what tools you need and where they should be on screen, and that way you can, each presenter can have a customized experience. So let's say I want a really simple layout. I can create a layout that is really simple, where I have nothing but my log going here and my hotkeys, you know, nothing else. Or say I was voice tracking, I can have a layout that's focused just on voice tracking.
And very focused.
Yeah, so, and these layouts can be built by the stations, and you can use them for different, each presenter can have a different layout if they wish to. Most stations will probably have a few layouts, you know, live shows, shows where you don't use the log, shows where you do use the log, production elements maybe as well. One of my favorite Myriad 5 tools is a thing called the Quick Recorder. This interview you're doing here, we could be doing this in the studio, and I'll show you exactly how we do it. Press the record button, hello, this is my interview, goes in here, you talk and you can still play content from Myriad. When you finish, hit stop. So there's your raw recording. You hit the process button and it goes off and does the editing needed, ready to make it ready for on air. So what it does is it top and tails it, normalizes, runs an audio process on it, renormalizes it, puts an extra on it, you give it a title, and you hit save, and there's our finished asset ready to be played.
That's so easy.
In the player. Well, for most people, having the log on screen, the smart info panel on screen, and your library on screen, it's everything that they need.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.